Welcome to Heart, Hustle, and Humor, a show for dedicated, hardworking, fun entrepreneurs and business owners who want to build a business bigger than their own satisfaction. We all know heart got you started, hustle made it happen, and humor got you through it. This is the only place you can get inspired and motivated by my guests who are using the trifecta of heart, hustle, and humor in their business. It's time to dream higher. Today's episode is brought to you by Kaleidoscope Media Services. Kaleidoscope Media Services helps professionals scale their business by adding digital products for success. I'm your host, Dr. T. Welcome to another episode of Heart, Hustle, and Humor. Now, I have known our next guest for 15 years. I met her in one of her courses. In fact, I met her through Lisa Plansky, who used to be one of my coaches. And you know, it's just amazing how we get to meet people and know their success. I have to tell you about RV Robinson, though. She is a master speaker trainer, international speaker, and author of Speak Up, Get Clients. She teaches business owners how to use public speaking as a marketing strategy so they can attract more clients, generate unlimited leads, grow their business, and make a difference with their words. RV, welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you so much, Teresa. Thank you.
We have to start out asking you this. You've been doing this for a while. Tell us, how long have you been doing it?
For 18 years, 18 years. And in that time, I came out of corporate America, but for the last 18 years, I've trained over 5,000 business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants on how to speak or how to be a better speaker, how to use speaking to market themselves. And I've given over 3,500 speeches myself all over the world. And I don't say it to impress anybody, but just that's what's possible when you step on stages and you learn how to speak. You can change lives for a living while you're making money doing it.
Change lives for a living while you're making money doing it. See, this is why I have you here. I think, you know, you have this incredible stage presence when you're speaking. And I do know that you teach people words, but you also teach them that there's this stage presence. And I think it's because, and tell me if I'm right, it's because you know when you're on stage, you have to share what is in your soul, what is in your heart. And how are you living that? And how do you teach other people to bring that out on stage?
Yes, very good question. It's all about knowing the latest trends in public speaking. And public speaking has changed over the years. And now where it's, you know, where the decade that we're in is what I call naked authenticity. And that means, it doesn't mean be in Zoom and be half naked, you know, on the bottom. No. What it means is to take down the walls and to be as real. Not just authentic. We can say authentic till the cows come home, but I'm talking about really being real. Who are you? What are your core values? I mean, decades ago, we were trained as speakers, especially in corporate America, to kind of just be controlled and conservative and be politically correct and all of that. And now that's gone. We don't have time for it. We want to know what you believe in. We want to know your core values. We want to know what you like, right? So what I believe in, I'm a woman of faith, and I always tell people I'm a woman of faith. And so you can get to know me, not so you can become whatever. Mm-hmm. It's so you can know me. The other thing I love is dogs. I just go over the top of the moon for dogs. So for me, my hierarchy is God, my husband, and dogs. And sometimes it's God, dogs, and my husband when he's in the doghouse.
All right. You know, I mean, come on. See, again, authentic, real truth.
Being real. Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's hard for people to get up on stage because there is a level of vulnerability.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just know though, you know what? That is so true, but that's because they're in their head. And what they need to do is get out of their head and focus on the message, because the message is so important. The message is bigger than they are. Mm-hmm. And there's people out there waiting to hear that message. And sometimes, and let's talk about fear for a minute, Teresa, because that's what holds so many people back. And again, the fear is just what I call fatal expectations altering reality, fatal expectations altering reality. And that's in my book. And that it just is wrong. It is wrong. And so what needs to happen is for your desire and your message to be bigger than your fear. So for instance, my husband took me to Hawaii when we first met over 20 years ago to snorkel. I've never been snorkeling before, and I learned that I kind of had a phobia about breathing, right? When they put that mask on you.
It's tough, yes.
Yeah. When I went into the cove, into the water, the fish were so spectacular that I had to make a decision like that. Either I was going to let fear stop me, or I was going to let the fear go and enjoy this once in a lifetime beautiful picture of bright colors and fish that I've never seen so close in my entire life. And that's what I did. I let go of the fear. So just think of that. When you step on stage, I'm telling you, there is nothing better than stepping on stage as far as a high. Sometimes, Teresa, it's even better than sex. That's right. What you get, I mean, just the feeling, the rush, the audience applauding. And if you ever get a standing ovation, man, that is over the moon. But when you see, even if you don't, when you see people in the audience nodding and you see lives change and you see them come up to you at the end of your talk or chat in the chat and say, wow, you really impacted me. That really changed my life. I mean, there is nothing greater. And you don't always get an opportunity to know that you're impacting lives, but believe me, you will impact lives with your words every single time you step on stage.
You will impact the audience with your words every time you step on stage. And I've been in that position where I get up there and I make this presentation. And when you step off stage or you're watching the audience and you see them starting to engage. And then when you meet with some of them afterwards, that's the reward to see their transformation or the energy they have. And you are very good at storytelling, and that gets to the heart of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just did it.
Right.
Why is storytelling so important to us?
Because it acts as invisible selling, it suspends time, and it really just gets people comfortable, because we've all heard a great story. We've grown up with stories. So many years start into launch a story, this or this becomes this, and people just become more relaxed. So tell the story and let the story do the selling for you.
Yeah. The story does the selling for you. I think that's where people misinterpret selling off the stage, because mm-hmm. it's not about selling. It's about explaining, teaching, learning, engaging. And I think that's what you're saying about the storytelling.
Absolutely. And also it's about being of service to people. And when you're of service and you know, you're coming from that heart place, the money will flow. Everything else will flow. You don't even have to try so hard. Some people, and that's an old model, that old model of getting on stage and selling the platform from the platform, 80% of the room, having everybody run back to the room, hypnotized and buy your stuff. That is an old model, and it doesn't work on people as anymore as well. And it doesn't work in virtual rooms at all. But what people don't see, Teresa, is that half of those people that bought, they decline. They wake up from their hypnotism and then they cancel. And I only know that because I have hosted many multi-speaker events myself. And there was this one guy that sold like $50,000 from the stage. So my business partner and I were like going, all right, we get $25,000 from one speaker. Well, all the sales canceled except for one $4,000 sale. So yeah. That's what people often don't see. So it just doesn't work. People wake up. So just come from a place of being genuine, being real. And here's the key with your products and service. If you want to create more sales, and that is solve a problem. Solve a problem. The bigger problem you solve, the more money you can ask for. And that is the secret to selling from the platform.
Wow, that was a nugget and a half. But you've been doing this for 18 years, which means you've seen some cycles in your business, up yes. and down, and you've still had to go out there and hustle through it all.
That's right. That's
you know what? We can talk about the hustle when things are going well, uh-huh. but your industry has shifted. You mentioned that it shifted a lot. So how did you kind of hustle as you saw your business sort of go into a dip, not just last year or the year before, but you know, over the years, you have some real longevity and what has that been for? Been like for you.
Yes, no, you're right. There were times, there were times in my business where I only had $900 in my bank account, right? So there has been dips. I lived through the 2007, 2008, yeah. you know, fiasco. I was in debt up to my eyeballs and, you know, just, so yes, I've experienced it in my business. And here's the key for getting out. You have to get back on more stages. You have to be creative. You have to look at the times. It's like sometimes in business, as entrepreneurs, sometimes, we got some money in the bank. We got this, we got that. And sometimes we get a little comfortable, right? I have to just speak for myself. Get a little comfortable. And so we start taking a little more time off. We start sleeping in maybe a little bit more and not doing the hustle. Not doing what we need to do. And when that low happens, that's not the time to be depressed or to feel sorry for yourself. That's the time to go, well, I didn't have, I wasn't a chipmunk enough. I didn't store up enough nuts. I got to get back out there and store up some nuts. And again, public speaking is the fastest way to do it. As long as you know how to do it, you go out there and you do a speech, you build your database, you make more sales, put on a live event, right? All that stuff that really creates visibility for you. I think that another key to making a 6-7 figure is just get in front of more people. And when I hit my lows, I had to look back and go, who's responsible? It was me because I didn't have enough nuts, saved up. Right. So I had to go out and start speaking even more and be more and move with the tide. And so that's exactly what happened with virtual. So virtual, a lot of people out there, they got scared. They got scared. Now I saw opportunity because I've been in this virtual world on Zoom since 2015. I did a speech for a technology company, and that's how I first learned about it. I'm like, this is pretty cool. So I got it. I was using it for webinars and I was using it for coaching, a lot of things. So it was very comfortable. I didn't have to shift as far as some people did. So I immediately went in and started classes on Zoom, how to navigate in Zoom, how to speak on Zoom, virtual speaking mastery, how to speak on Facebook speaking mastery, and all of that. I just started adding different kinds of courses throughout the year. And again, my intent was not to make money. I mean, I sold them for a very low amount. My intention was to serve. I saw a need and I wanted to rise up and serve my clients. And that's primarily, I didn't put it out to the world, but I really served my clients because they needed this. And that was their next level of speaking, is speaking in the virtual world, because I didn't want them to give up on their message or give up on the world or give up and be rusty. I mean, some people a year and a half later still have not embrace Zoom. They're still waiting for the live events. But you know what, sister? This has changed forever. We are still see a lot of virtual speaking.
You are speaking our language over there. I mean, I'm telling you, at Kaleidoscope Media Services, we just keep saying to people, no matter what, our customers are driving the e-learning, driving doing something virtual. It's not us as business owners. It's the learners. It's the people hungry for this information. And so stepping into it and learning from you, because you, like I said, you've been in this, you know how to speak from the stage, you know how to speak in a virtual room. Right. And I know there's just a couple of things that you're going to be teaching people at your event up, and we're going to make sure we give everybody that link so they can sign up for your event. Can you just give us a couple of teasers about what they're going to learn at your event?
Absolutely. All right. So the event's called the Million Dollar Speaker Summit. It's my sixth year, second year holding it virtually. And it's 3 days of me teaching public speaking training and how you can develop that million-dollar speech. I'm going to give you my formula for developing that speech, and then another formula for how do you get it out to the world? How do you reach more people? That's the biggest question I get is how do I get on more stages? How do I get on other people's stages? How do I get on podcasts? How do I? So I'm going to teach you a whole day just how to get on stages. And then the last day, it's okay, how to monetize it. I learned the system. I know how to do it. I know how to deliver. I know how to tell stories. I know how to reach people. But now how do I monetize? So how do I be of service and yet monetize? And so that's what we're going to talk about the third day. I'm the only one speaking. It's not a multi-speaker event. I have a couple of my students speaking only because I want you to see how fast, when you learn the system, how fast you can look like a professional without years of experience, just boom. So a couple of them are going to demonstrate my 5-minute formula and then my 15-minute formula. But other than that, it is me teaching. So get ready for total immersion of everything you possibly need to get out there and speak, whether you're starting from scratch or you've been speaking for years. There's going to be golden nuggets for you. And we are going to, of course, you're all going to get paddles, and the paddles are going to say millions when you hear a million-dollar idea. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Love it. Yeah, and I can remember, so I've been speaking on stages in front of hundreds of people. I love it. I get very nervous before. I'm going to tell everybody right now, okay. Get very nervous before. If lunch is served before I go up, I don't eat. I tell somebody to hold my lunch. But when I get up on stage, there is this presence and this calmness that comes over me. But I can remember when I learned from you 15 years ago, a couple of key things that you taught me. And it's one, be on target with your message. Be very clear. Even back then you were saying, be clear with your message, provide value. Yeah. And here's one of the other things that you taught me, and you'll probably chuckle that I remember this, but I've used it over and over. When you step up on stage, take that nervous energy and ground it and make sure you're not pacing back and forth on stage, making your listeners nervous. I can just remember. And now I still to this day get up on stage and I set, right? And right. I'm just all ready. And then the words that I've practiced just come out.
Beautiful. Love yeah. it. Love yeah. it.
So my listeners have got to hop on. And again, we're going to give the information on the show notes, so people will yeah. be able to sign up right away.
And Teresa, I just have to say, that is how timeless this public speaking information is. There's some of it that will last you forever, but then there's new trends that are coming up that you need to learn about. So yes. Excellent.
Yes, absolutely. It's keeping up with what your audience needs.
Yes.
Right. But obviously our listeners have been hearing us, you know, smile and laugh. You know, you can hear it when you do these podcasts, right? You can hear people smiling and laughing. I'm absolutely sure you love and use humor, but how are you doing that in your business? And how do you teach people to have that excitement up on stage?
Well, the excitement or the humor?
You know what? You're right. the humor, the humor, because I know how you teach excitement. I get it. It's different.
Well, it's a little different. I've often told people in some of my classes, I'm like, you know, one guy was selling energy drink, and I told him, I said, maybe you better drink it before you step on stage, because you didn't have it. But but let's talk about humor for a minute, because a lot of people, humor is so important. Funny equals money. Write that down if you haven't heard that before.
Yep.
Not mine, somebody else's, but funny equals money. So it's really important to learn how to be funny. Now, I am not naturally funny. Teresa, I think you probably are, but I'm not naturally funny. So I have to look for those moments when I say something funny and I hear that chuckle and I make a mental note. Oh, okay, that's funny. I'm going to use it again. And I just add and add. And then the other thing is I look for funny stories that's happened to me in my life. So there's one that I always tell about my husband being a bum magnet, right? And so I tell that story. Now, if you don't have stories that happen in your life, and things happen to us every day that are usually pretty funny if we look at the irony of them. But if you don't have that, just simply go to the internet, find a funny story that you like, and tell that story. Now, don't tell it like it happened to you, because that would be lying. So don't do that. Someone might have heard the joke or heard the story. So I'm not saying that. But just tell it. Like a real short one that I like to tell is there was a little girl, and her name was Mary. And she was in art class, and she's feverishly drawing. And the teacher comes up behind her and asks her, Mary, what are you drawing? And Mary looks at her and says, I am drawing a picture of God. And the teacher looks at her and says, but Mary, nobody knows what God looks like. And without looking up, Mary said, well, they will in a minute.
Okay, I love that story. And people can learn how to do that from the stage from you.
We're going to go in depth in the $1 million, and I'm going to teach people how to tell the 4 stories that they must have in their presentation. And one of them is the emotional story, which I just did, which was humorous, because humor is an emotion.
Yeah, humor is an emotion. I cannot believe I say this, it's just when I have my guests on, they're so informative and they're so generous, and this is you. And unfortunately our time just flies by, but I want everybody to be able to get a hold of you and make sure that they're signing up. So tell us again how they can get signed up and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. So the $1 million Speaker Summit is just $1 million speaker summit.com. So $1 million speaker summit.com. And just sign up there. It's only $97 for all 3 days of training and $197 for full access, which is VIP, because I have some entertainment. Elvis actually is coming to join us. Yes, he is alive.
Elvis is in the house.
Elvis is in the house. And to get a hold of me, if you need to get a hold of me, you can email me at Arvee. That's A-R-V-E-E. That's my mom and dad's initials, but they did make it a full name, at rvrobinson.com. Or any social media, you can find me.
Perfect. One day you and I are going to have a cocktail after lunch, but or after work, but you know, sometime we're going to get together and I want to hear about the story of your name. So
okay.
Arvee Robinson, she's been a fantastic guest. This is a couple of things I jotted down really quickly, because the nuggets were flying so fast. It's a message bigger than your own fear, right? It's bigger than your fear, and funny equals money, and sign up, go. Get in contact with Arvee. You're going to absolutely love her. I've loved her over the last 15 years. So thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you.
And for the listeners, if you liked this episode, please subscribe, like, and share with your friends, and leave us a review. Continue to dream higher. Until next time. Are you a professional looking to take your business to the next level? If the answer is yes, then I want you to go to kaleidoscopemediaservices.com. Check it out. And if you feel you are ready, then set up a time to talk to me and my co-founder, Laura Neubauer. I'm your host, Dr. T.
If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends.